What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. Hey, what's up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for coming to hang out with me today. Hope all is going well. I am so pumped about today's episode. I want to share a case study with you today on the show. One of my students, her name is Ashley Shaw, and Ashley helps social sellers and entrepreneurs eliminate the overwhelm in their marketing efforts so that they can have the business of their dreams. And she does this through done-for-you marketing material, like, you know, social media posts, emails, lead magnets, etc. And what I love about Ashley's story is that she helps other entrepreneurs create the business of their dreams while she's also doing it for herself. One of the questions that I always ask right off the bat when I start working with somebody, Ashley is one of my Accelerator Mastermind members, by the way. One of the first questions I ask my students is, number one, what's their goal, right? What are their goals in their business? What are their revenue goals? What kind of impact do they want to have? And more importantly, why are these goals important to them? Why is it important to achieve these goals? And some of my favorite answers from students in the past and currently is when they say that their revenue goal is important to them, a big reason is that they want to give their spouse the option to change what they're doing, whether it's, you know, retire at an earlier age or go from full-time to part-time, whatever that might be, that's life-changing for them. And this is one of Ashley's goals that you're going to hear more about today. And so when I first talked with her in June, before she started in the Accelerator Mastermind group in July, she was at $10,000 a month in revenue. She was doing really, really well. And she came to me and said her goal was to hit $30,000 a month because she felt that that revenue number would give her husband and her some life-changing opportunities. In the first 60 days of being in the mastermind, she hit over $20,000 a month. And then just 4 days ago, so I'm recording this, what day is today? December 5th. So 4 days ago on December 1st, she DM'd me a video on Instagram of her and her husband toasting a $32,000 month in the month of November. I cannot tell you, my friends, how much I love hearing stuff like this. And so I asked Ashley to come on the podcast to talk about and share everything that she's done to increase her impact in her business and hit the revenue numbers that she's hitting right now while only working a couple hours a day. This was another big goal of Ashley's, was that she wanted to increase her monthly revenue while working less, right? We all want to do that, right? And so you're going to hear today, right now, the challenges that she's overcome in getting the business to where it is right now, what's been working for her, what's not been working for her, how she revamped her offers. We worked right off the bat on revamping her offers. We talk about how her funnels work, how she's grown her team. And she does this, she's achieved this while working only a couple hours a day. She recently took a 6-week trip with her husband, took 6 weeks vacation and worked 1 hour a day. And she took it during the month of November and late October. And that's when she had her best month yet. So I love stories like this. And you're also going to hear, she also talks about how she realized that she was waiting on the sidelines at the start of this year. And the shifts in both her business model and her mindset that allowed her to go from, as she puts it, to go from amateur to pro. And she explains exactly what she means by that. Ashley is the type of entrepreneur who learns. She takes big time action. She iterates what she's doing. She tests and tests some more, and she keeps moving forward. And the success of her business to date is the result of her doing all this stuff. I'm so pumped for you to hear Ashley's story today. Let's jump into it with Ashley Shaw. Ashley, welcome to the podcast. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. We're just talking about, you're in Eastern Canada.
Yes.
We're talking about, you've had some snow already. It's pretty chilly. I was just in New Hampshire with my family, our first trip with Maya, my daughter, and a little chilly back in New Hampshire. But now we're back in, like, quote unquote, chilly San Diego at 60 degrees, which is hilarious. But so good to have you on. I've been wanting to have you on here for a while. And you just done an amazing job in growing your business this year. We're recording this right now at the end of November 2019. And the transformation and breakthroughs that you've had in the business have been awesome to watch. And I say watch because you're a member of my Accelerator Mastermind. Mm-hmm. And like, you just put your head down. You're like, just look, tell me what I should do. And you just go do it. And there's nothing getting in your way. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to have you come on and just kind of share what your business is all about, the types of things that you've done this year that have worked really well, some things that you tried that didn't work really well. So as we get into that, why don't we start with who you are and what your business is and what you're up to right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So I help social sellers eliminate the overwhelm in their marketing efforts. And my start into the workforce and, you know, kind of getting my feet wet when I first left university, it happened to be in the fitness industry. So I have 16 years of fitness and sales experience. But it started even before that. My mom and dad owned a Gold's Gym. So it really is sort of a natural fit that I tend to help people in the health and fitness industry. Mm-hmm. That's where I tend to show up the most. But overall, I do have a ton of social sellers that I create content for. So the basis of my business is that I create done-for-you marketing for social sellers so that they're not awkward, salesy, or feel slimy, and they can actually have a funnel working for them without having to build all the assets.
What does that mean?
So that means that I create done-for-you posts for their posting strategy.
Yep.
It means I create done-for-you freebies, so they have a lead magnet, done for you email series, and then done for you, we call them challenge posts, but it's just for the people that have purchased their product. They get on the inside of a Facebook group.
So it's like plug and play.
Yes.
You do all the work for them. Yes. You write everything out and they're just like, they purchase this and then they take it and they're like, oh, we're going to post this. And then here's the email series. And you do like sales pages and checkout pages and all that stuff too? Or
nope.
To what extent do you go?
Yeah, I just do. So my sweet spot really is teaching and simplifying things. Mm-hmm. And I also have an English literature degree that I never knew how I was ever going to use.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you use that in your email writing?
For sure. Like I thought it, not to say that I ever thought writing was going to be a useless skill, but I just thought it was one of those hobbies that I never knew how the dots were going to connect. And that's one of these things, right? Like, I think once you get into becoming more and more of who you are, you realize all these things that you've done in your life. It's like a savings account. It just keeps adding up. Everything from the $1,200 knife sets I used to sell to slinging gym memberships to what I do now. It is like this, you never could have predicted it, the story and how it has aligned now. But yeah, I have an English literature degree and I love teaching. So when it comes to presenting and creating training for social sellers and different teams, I do a ton of that. But then on top of it, I am obsessed with copywriting and understanding more and more about how to move people to action.
You've probably heard the saying, if you want to make money, serve people. If you want to make a lot of money, serve lots of people. But how do you do that when you're already super short on hours in your day? So if you're on my email list already, then you know that I'm speaking at the Platform and Profit Summit. It's 100% free, and it's a 3-day virtual summit to help you better position yourself and your brand to create even more partnership and profits. Plus, in addition to discussing Facebook ads, I'll also be speaking on a panel called Positioning Yourself and Business for More Connections and Collaborations. Like, if you've ever wondered how I'm meeting all of these cool guests that are appearing on this podcast that you're just getting so much knowledge and info from, well, I'll be sharing that during that panel too. And it all starts May 1st. That's this Wednesday in a few days. Because, well, what if you could quit funding all of your events and projects and launches out of pocket and learn how to leverage the power of sponsorships? And I love this because I hate theory. I never did well with theory in school. I just like practical, actionable advice from people who are actually doing it right now, not what worked for them like 5 years ago. So like, what if you could generate consistent cash flow for your business or increase income while also reaching your lifestyle goals? You know, that reason that you started the business in the first place. Like, what if you could build credibility and influence while creating consistent partnerships and profit to grow your business? Me and about 30 other expert trainers, are going to share our strategies to help you create partnerships and profits, plus the mistakes that we've made so you can avoid them. And I can't stress this too much. This is what's working now, not last year, not the year before, but what we all are doing in our businesses now. So you ready to finally have more partnerships and profit in your online business? Use the link below to register for free. The Platform and Profit Virtual Summit. It's a 3-day free, 100% free summit, and it starts this Wednesday, May 1st. Learn how to better position yourself and create an even better partnerships so you can finally create the profits you desire in your business. I can't wait to see you there. Chat soon. All right, back to the episode.
Holy cow, I want to unpack that because I want to go back to, you sold knife sets?
Yeah.
Don't think you glossed over that one. Nothing wrong with that. But tell me a little bit about that. Where did that fall into your experience here?
Yeah. So I was about 17 and my friend had gotten involved in a network marketing company. And of course, it's like, come do this with me. This is so much fun. And I remember my first knife sale. So they were called the Homemaker Plus 8. So it's like the essential knives you need plus 8 steak knives. And it was $1,200. So it really got my boots on the ground for understanding higher priced items. And the first lady I sold to, she asked me after I asked for the sale. I always did, you know, my little option close, asked for the sale. She says yes. And I am like a deer caught in headlights. Like, she's like, and she asked me, she said, is this your first sale? Awkwardly,
it was that
I said,
obvious.
No. Yeah, it was so obvious. So obvious.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. So before we go any further, for people who don't know the term social sellers, what does that mean?
So a social seller is anybody that is driving their business forward with social media.
Period.
Yeah, pretty much.
But you focus in the health and fitness industry right now.
Yeah, I have, I think wellness almost encapsulates more of it. I have a beauty company that I work with and fitness coaches, and I can see that sort of vision of people. Like, I work actually still a lot in the fitness industry doing conferences and things like that. So I guess wellness sort of encapsulates that maybe the best.
Totally. Mm-hmm. And how did you get in? I know that you said that you, your parents owned a Gold's Gym. And so you were sort of had that, you know, introduction to the health and fitness field a long time ago, but how did you get into this current business and this iteration that you're in right now?
So I had done a ton of things in my career. We moved 10 times within 10 years. I was just hopping around gym to gym with the same company, like helping with everything from training and development of their sales staff and their management team. And then I became a sales leader, so a district manager. And so once I got into that, I started to hate my life. It took, it like sucked the joy out of everything that I used to love so much, because I think I put everything into my work. And when I started to feel that the culture around me was not what I had expected it to be at that level of the organization, I ended up actually leaving and going out to the West Coast of Canada and working my way up within a 2-year period to becoming the president of a fitness company on the island out there. And so I started to, I guess, get that a bit of that passion back, but I still felt like there were these strings attached to where I wanted to go, if that makes sense. Like the vision that I had for the team, I still had to get buy-in from this group of like dudes sitting around a table that knew nothing about fitness. And I was sort of banging my head against the wall. Like, what am I doing right now? Like, I have been in this since I was in my mom's belly and she went into contractions in a Gold's Gym parking lot. Like, what am I doing right now? And so I had this dream in the middle of the night. It woke me up at like 3 o'clock in the morning. And the Fitness Leader Institute was this word that I just remembered when I woke up. And I had this idea that if I could bring leaders together within the fitness industry and help people through an online platform, like maybe that was what I really wanted to do, because it combined everything that I absolutely loved. And that was the day it started. It'll be 2 years in December that that happened. And it was sort of a bit of a serendipitous, crazy, it was a crazy turn of events. So I was working full time. My husband wasn't in Ontario, and I was out on the island. We'd been doing this long distance thing for about 2 years at that point. We knew that it had to end at some point. And this was what I thought could be maybe my ticket to get back home. So I'd been working on my business, and it had been about 7 months at that point. So in the spring, I was at home visiting Bill in Ontario, and I got a phone call from the company that I worked for that they were closing. And it was crazy. It was this family feud that had erupted between the past president, who was their cousin. And anyway, it was just sort of nuts, but I was not even in the city to be there to sort of think about the pieces of how my life would come together. And from that moment, I probably spent 2 days thinking about, okay, am I going to put my resume out? I had an opportunity to start a franchise, like with someone that owned a bunch of franchises. And I just, nothing really felt right. Like, that wasn't the path. I had done everything. I started part-time at the gym and I'd become a president. I was just done. Yeah. Corporate was not what I thought it would be. And that's sort of how I ended up where I am now.
So you said that you were working on your business for like 7 months.
Yes.
Up until that point, when you got that phone call, what did that look like?
I had started with, it started off with a random conversation with a girl that I went to high school with. And it was probably one of those conversations. Maybe she wanted me to be a Beachbody coach. Like, she did ask me a couple of times after that. So it started off as like, let's talk to each other a little bit, see what's happening. And her and I just really love chatting with each other. So she would tell me things going on in her business. And I was like, well, wait a second, what if we did this? Or what if we taught your team this? And I just had some ideas about what I thought the training gap was, because that's sort of my superpower, is I can really think about what's missing in curriculums and help teach people the easiest way, the easiest path to success, the quickest, and so that the information sticks. And that's really where it started. I created a course for her, and it was for branding your business as a social seller. And it was a 7-course process. And from there, after creating that course, I can't even remember how many people enrolled, but it might've been 20. And I was so happy with that. Like, yeah, that was...
I mean, that's validation of like, holy cow, this actually works. I can actually sell this online. You take an idea and people are actually paying you money for it.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, all of a sudden I had this money in my bank account and I was like, wait, what? I didn't have to like... It was such a foreign concept, but yeah. Once I got a taste of that, there was like no stopping me from what I knew I needed to do.
So that was 2 years ago, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What was your revenue in that first year? Actually, before you answer that question, how much was that? How much was that product that you were selling them? Do you remember?
I think the first iteration was like... $49.
I was going to say, you're going to tell me something very, very inexpensive. $49, yeah. But you make 20 sales right off the bat.
Yeah.
And was that your only product for a little while?
Yeah, it was. It was all that I started with. And then I started just doing training calls for teams to try to get in front of as many people as possible. She was a mentor to me, really. Like, she helped me get in front of the right leaders. And that is really how I was able to reach a lot of people. And I started doing one-on-one calls, helping them with their branding and really nailing who they are, why they were different, and what their message was.
Guys, I just want to just sort of clarify, not clarify, but hone in on what Ashley is describing right here and how she got her business going. She had a connection. She had a friend who was in the Beachbody community and was just chatting with her and sharing with her some of the challenges that they were having and that her team was having and that sort of thing. And Ashley's like, wait, I can help with this stuff. Like, this is one of the things I'm really good at. And so she created a solution to a problem that these people were having, that this audience was having. And so, number one, there was a niche. There was, at this time right here, this was the Beachbody community, and Ashley there was a problem to be solved. So Ashley solved it with a very inexpensive product, a $49 product to help them with what they were challenged with. And that was it. And then she said, once she's getting ingrained in this community at that point, then she's doing, you know, her friend and mentor at this time is introducing her to people. You know, she's doing some speaking, she's doing some one-on-one coaching. And then this is how it grows, guys. This is this is how your business started, right? Mm-hmm. And so I just want to make sure that we don't blow right through that, because it's super, super important and a great case study, if you will, of how Ashley got going in the business. And she'd done a bunch of other things up to that point. And what really led her to that point was like, you know what, I'm really not happy in the type of things that I'm doing. And she really followed her heart to find something that was going to make her happy. And then all of a sudden, here she makes, what is that? $1,000. My math is terrible. $1,000 right off the bat. And there's money in her account. Like, holy cow, I didn't have to drive anywhere to do this. I didn't have to go, you know, I can help people doing something that I really enjoy doing and I'm really good at. And so that was your one product for the year. Is that correct? Or for a while?
Yeah, that was. And then I did some one-on-one coaching. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, I'll do that full time. That'll be my ticket. And I hated it. Like, I loved it for what it gave me in those moments of being able to like dream about what my future could look like.
Sure.
But after I got more into it, I realized that wasn't where my special talent was going to serve me.
The coaching part.
Mm-hmm.
Did you use that? Once you realized that, did you continue to do it a little bit more to sort of educate yourself, if you will, on the types of products and iterations that you could be making based on these conversations that you were having with they were coaches, right?
Yeah.
You were with these coaches.
Yeah, 100%. That was the best part about how I think I was able to get my start into the Beachbody world is that Bria was my ideal customer, the first coach that I started with. And then every one-on-one helped me deeply understand who I was speaking to be able to use their language, to be able to use their words, to use whatever it was that they were going through and why they couldn't get started.
Yeah.
But it was the delivery just started to change to being able to speak to that bigger scale. And not, you know, once I moved away from doing as many one-on-ones, I still really love one-on-ones, but I realized I like a high level, like someone at, you know, close to the top, or knows that they want to be up there. Cause sometimes you deal with people that aren't as committed, and sure. That's a tough one for me.
Yeah. Not what you want to be spending your time on. No. And so, okay. So you're doing that product, $49 a pop, you're doing some one-on-one coaching. Mm-hmm. And how long did that go on for?
So I probably did that maybe 2.5 months.
Okay.
I pre-sold it, which, you know,
pre-sold what?
The course, like I hadn't created it until I sold it. I sold it first and then I created it.
Love it.
And then I realized, oh, wow, like I got to create something else because these people can't buy this again. Like I got to do something else. So that's when I came up with the idea of helping them create posts, like social media posts that they could use daily. And I just did each month, I sort of came up with a new theme or topic, if it was recruiting or attract your ideal customer, that sort of idea. And I sold that sort of as a one-off, like one time, just a non-commitment offer at that point.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When is this now?
This would be in February.
Of this year?
When I first started.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah. And so when did things really start to take off for you and where you're like, all right, this is going to be my business here. This is really something that is a viable way for me to support myself.
Well, I think I realized that after the first couple of months. So I would say about 8 months in, like I knew that in my heart of hearts, I was not going to be looking for a job. There was just no way. So whatever it took, I was going to make it happen. I knew that, like I had that confidence in myself that I could do it. And I think the more that I got in front of audiences through doing training calls for them, the more that I could see how much value I was providing. And I just, that solidified that for me. But that didn't mean that my, you know, the revenue coming in really, you know, I thought, oh, 30 grand a year, like I could be happy with that. Like, you know, so when things really started to come together, so I found your podcast and I was just at that level. Like I had had way too many calls with Facebook talking about ads and feeling like, okay, like I got to speed up this process. Cause I felt like I knew ads would really help me scale my business, but I also thought I would help manage other people's ads at that time. So I started listening to the podcast and so did my husband, and he's super techie. So he could help fill in the gaps of things I didn't understand.
Sure.
And there was, I guess, two big things that happened. I switched to memberships. It was a scary switch because all of a sudden I was saying, okay, these products like a la carte don't exist anymore and everyone needs to go to a membership. So that was scary, but it definitely helped set the foundation to watch the revenue start to grow and to have that sort of nest egg.
Before you go on there, sorry to interrupt. So what point is that? Is that last year in 2018?
That would be April of this year.
April of 2019. Mm-hmm. So let's back up a little bit because so one of the conversations that we had in June, I think it was around this conversation, around different offers, price points, and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So before we get to that, can you lay the foundation a little bit, if you will, of what your products were in the beginning of 2019? What kind of revenue you're doing at the beginning of 2019?
Yeah. Okay. So at the beginning of 2019, I was just every month I was launching. So I would create a product, give it a name for the 30-day posting plan. And that was all I really had. I still had like a few courses running, but that was pretty much it. It was like launch every single month. So I was probably somewhere around 4,000 to 5,000 a month, okay. Like inconsistent. And that's what was sort of happening at the beginning of the year.
And when you say launching, what did that look like for you?
I was trying to get on as many training calls as I could with different coaches. So it was a hustle. Like it was a grind. Like I know what every social seller feels like because I did the hey girl messaging. And so I was sending a ton of those messages, trying to build trust with coaches and just sitting on the sidelines, waiting and watching. And, you know, so I really get where they're at and what they're going through. And it was constant, obviously, like social media posts and trying to get people interested in, if I could get them on a training call, I could convert them. I knew that. But the problem was how to get more of that happening really quickly.
But you were, and you said convert them on a phone call, but what you were selling wasn't that, wasn't like a really high priced product. How much was
it? It was at that time, $30.
Yeah. And it was like $30 for the 30 day, for the done for you 30 days for the social posts. Right. All right. And you're, so you're early 2019, you're doing 4 to 5K per month inconsistently. But you're super hustling to do it. And you're like, I love how you said, like, I was waiting on the sidelines, hoping that things would start to come through. Then you, where did the whole membership idea come from? And why, where did that, like, why were you at the membership? I always ask this question when people are like, I want to start a membership. It's like, why do you want to do that?
So my husband, Bill, is, he is an internet marketer OG. Like we've been at this stuff for a long time, but we've sort of, you know, been back and forth in working a real job and also doing online marketing. Like Bill went back and forth with these things. So he had been telling me for a long time that memberships are the way. And of course, when it's your husband, you're like, no, I can't do that.
Right.
Of course. So I finally thought, okay, I just got to lean in. And if I lose some people, I lose some people. They're just not my people, I guess. So that's where it really came from, is his encouragement that that was the way that everyone did it in the space I was in. And that,
So, okay. So, okay, cool. Because most people's reason is like, well, I just want reoccurring revenue every month. And like, that's awesome. But they just think that's super easy to do that.
Right? Well, I thought like the launching part was instead of focusing on my content, I was focusing on like, trying to say my message a little bit of a different way. And that just wasn't, that's how he sold me on it. He was like, you could just stop launching and do other stuff. And so that's where I was kind of sold on the idea.
So what was the membership at that point going to look like for you? Because you have these 30 day monthly plans that you're selling for $30. What was the membership going to look like?
So I was going to bump it to a big $48 a month. Okay. And it was going to just continue $48 per month. And then every month would be, you know, you have your March content, your April content, and just flow with this sort of the season as it changed.
So the deliverable wasn't really changing.
No.
It was just like the model from, or of how you sold it. Was changing.
In the beginning.
In the beginning.
Yeah.
And what was most appealing to you is like, I don't have to be launching every month and like hoping and waiting and all this other stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So what was the plan at that point? Like, all right, cool. You're going to change this over to a membership, $48 a month.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
I saw people buying it and thought, wait a second, maybe I can offer something more than just the 30 posts. You know, it's funny when you start to get into product development, it's like you learn a couple things and you're like, oh, wait a second, I got to teach my ideal customers this too. Like they learn along with you. And so I started learning about funnels and freebies. And I was listening more and more to your podcast and starting to feel a little bit more confident in, wait a sec, like maybe this is the way to get social sellers out of sending hey girl messages. Like maybe this is how they would put it on autopilot and not have to do that hustle. And that's really where that idea formed, was sort of my own pain of this, knowing that this would help them. So that's when I developed, it's called the monthly marketing strategy. And it has those four pieces of the funnel with the posts, the freebie, the emails, and then the other posts for their Facebook groups.
Social posts, emails,
yep.
Facebook group posts. What was the fourth thing?
And a freebie.
And lead magnet.
Yeah.
You created that for them.
Yeah.
And so this is what the membership became at $48 a month.
No, I kept the 48 for just the posts and then I created a higher tier.
That's right. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's a hey girl message? I think I know what it is, but like people are listening right now, driving down the road. They're like, what is she talking about?
Oh, wait, I got to do the voice too. Hey girl, are you on a health and fitness journey too? That's it. Guys, and you're like, oh, awkward.
We're on video right now. I just watched Ashley do that. It's hilarious. Gotcha. Okay. Everyone's like, okay, God, understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now you're like, all right, I want a higher tier. How much was that tier?
Well, it started at 87.
Okay. So $48, $49, and then $87.
Yes.
For the two different yeah. tiers. What month was this in 2019 that you started this?
This would have been May.
Okay. So you're 5 months into the year. When you say people started buying it, how were you marketing it? Were you still doing these calls? Did you have an email list at this point?
I was still doing calls, but once I started to see that people were still buying, it like eased my temperature. I was like, okay, like we're going to be okay here. And then I started to get a little bit more into the idea of Facebook ads. Mm-hmm. And I started out like super basic. Like I had no idea what I was doing, but I just, that's where I sort of started.
Okay. And how big is your email list at this point?
I have 9,000.
At in May.
At that point.
Yeah.
Oh, that's scary. Probably 800.
800 people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're proving a point here that you didn't have a huge audience at this point. That at this point you were hustling, getting on calls, making connections with people, teaching their audiences, selling your, at this point, the membership. Mm-hmm. Now in May, things started to take off for you.
Yeah, I started to notice a bit of a, like the more that I was consuming content, you know, your content around the Facebook ads and starting to better understand, I was spending a lot of time on the phone with Facebook as well, just to try to understand what I needed to be doing. Once I sort of went through that, you know, uphill battle that it is to like get yourself oriented, I became a lot more confident to start trying things. And so that's when I started to notice a bit of a shift in things and start to see the potential.
Describe what the types of things that you were trying. I love how you put that. Like you kind of like get your sea legs, if you will. Mm-hmm. And you're like, all right, I'm trying things out here and I'm getting the hang of this. What types of things were you starting to test out and try that kind of were starting to move the needle at that point?
Mm. Well, I started doing this 5-day done for you email series. And I started with the flavor that had come out. It was called the Fruit Punch Launch. And I provided them with 5 posts and what those would look like. And that helped me, obviously, like I started to see people join my email list, which was cool, although I wasn't emailing them consistently at that point yet. And I had tried other things too, conversion ads, doing video ads, and I wouldn't say that it took, like, looking back now, the amount of testing that it actually took to figure out what was working, like, I can't downplay that. Like, I was definitely committed to testing, but here's what I did. I had other coaches that I said, hey, I'll manage your ads. Like, I'll help you, you know, get the things in place you want to get in place. So I had other Beachbody coaches accounts too, that I was able to like test different things and then know, oh, this is working over here. I wonder if it'll work here. I was definitely such a beginner at it, but I felt like at least if it was valuable to the coaches that somebody that knew more than them at that point, I definitely knew like at least a little bit more than them,
totally.
Then I could test out and see what was working.
Super smart. Hey, my friend, real quick, if you are an online expert similar to Ashley that you're hearing today, you're an online educator, you're a course creator, you're a coach, you're a consultant, etc., and you've already achieved a certain level of success in your business, but you're now spinning your wheels to get to the next level, whether that's to break through 6 figures, maybe multiple 6 figures or even 7 figures, you very likely do not need another course or to read more books. What you need is a cohesive growth strategy, just like you're hearing Ashley talk about here today. I'm now taking applications for my next 6-month Accelerator Mastermind. So if you're ready for coaching, support, community, and accountability in taking your online expert business to the next level, then my 6-month Accelerator Mastermind may be for you. So to learn more and schedule your free strategy session with me to find out if you might be a fit for the Accelerator, go to rickmulready.com/accelerator to apply. Again, it's rickmulready.com/accelerator. Okay, let's jump back in. So what does your revenue do at this point? Because once you get the membership going, the two mm-hmm. different levels, things started to get more consistent, if I'm yes. not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And what yeah. was the, so what did it go up to? And then also what was the, was ads really the reason why you started to create that consistent revenue at that point?
Yeah. So in July, I decided to join the Accelerator program. And I was, I think that immediately I, all of a sudden making that decision, there's like sort of Ashley before that decision and Ashley after that decision, because as soon as I knew before I went on the call with you, Rick, that I was going to figure out a way to make it happen. Like I just knew that. And then I got on the call with you, and even if all I had gotten was that conversation you and I had had to get me in the right mindset, knowing what I needed to do, like that was just such a, it was such a huge help for me to sort of get my mindset right. Mm-hmm. But when I decided to make that investment in myself, there was no turning back. Like I was a pro at that point. Like I had decided in my mind that this was what I was going to do, and I was going all in. So I knew, I had a good feel for ads at that point and what was working, but I all of a sudden became not afraid of just doubling down and going all in. Like that's really what I did. And I had sort of started the month before that, I was up to about 10K in revenue, reoccurring revenue. Mm-hmm. And that month it was incredible. Like I think having not only the support of the Accelerator group, but also knowing like, I'm not amateur at this anymore. Like this is what I'm doing. I was able to that month in our, I say we, because my husband is such a big part of this as well. We hit 18,000 in reoccurring revenue that month.
Almost doubling it within a month. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that is like, I just really want to point out here, pretty much, I don't take credit for that. And I mean, I don't take credit for anybody's success who's in the group or whatever, because you guys are all doing it. I want to point out, it was the mindset shift that had the initial immediate impact. You're like, I'm going in. I'm all in mm-hmm. on this. I'm a pro. I'm going to make this work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Ashley, and we're going to talk about some of the things that you've done the second half of the year. But guys, Ashley came in to the mastermind wanting help on her ads, but also, as what happens with most people who join for that reason, it's so much more than that too. Mm-hmm. It's like, how do I work less? How do I, you know, grow my team? How do I get more out of what I'm already doing? And so, and we're going to get to that stuff, but so you jumped up to 18K. Mm-hmm. Is that simply because you doubled down on your ads at that point?
Yeah, I think it was a combination of definitely doubling down on my ads, but I also think that, well, after the retreat, and obviously this would have been playing out a different, you know, this obviously the retreat happened, I guess, closer to the end of the month. But yeah. I really, like I read the book that you gave us at the retreat, Dollars Flow Easily to Me. Mm-hmm. And that whole idea of like, if you think it's easy, it is. Like, I just fully embraced that. And there was no turning back. So I think when it came to taking risks in my business, there was just no other way. Like I was saying yes to everything that aligned with my vision and the direction I wanted to go without wasting all that time that we can in that middle point of should I or shouldn't I? And like those are dollars being wasted. So I think I just really leaned in.
I love it. And you hadn't had this kind of program, community support up to this point. Is that right?
That's right. Since I had become, you know, work from home, just doing my thing, I really had only one person who was the one that I started with, my mentor, Bria. Yeah. And, but she, like, different levels of where I'm at now and what I do in my business and what she does. So I never really had the community.
Gotcha. So once you start to see some real progress there, almost doubling your revenue, your monthly revenue within the first month or so, what kind of funnel did that look like? Because I know that was one of the things that we worked on with you is like, all right, establishing some funnels. And then also, well, I'll save that because I think that's such a conversation that so many people can benefit from. What was that funnel? What did that funnel look like when you doubled down on your ads? You're sending people into the, is that the Fruit Punch launch that you're doing?
Yeah. So that, so every time there'd be a new product launch, I would create a 5-day done for you posting plan for it. So I started with one and then I just, it was working. So I kept building more of those 5-day done for you posting funnels. Mm-hmm. And it starts with a freebie, which is a 5-part email series. And then that was pretty much it. It had an intro email and there were calls to action in each email that went out. And I just created more of those.
I want to point out, guys, what Ashley just said. I doubled down on what was working. Like, this is the, I'm laughing because of how simple that is. Mm-hmm. But we all, and myself included, we all have blind spots in our business. And it's like, well, what's something new I should be doing? Or what's something I should try next or something like that? Look at what's working and do more of that. You know, that's really what you did there.
It's sort of the difference between, like, instead of looking at it horizontally, like, what can I do to go up and up and up? I just started looking at things vertically, like what is working? And then I can just duplicate that across the board instead of trying to do more and more and more and more and add on to the list. Like, what can I just duplicate? And that really was a big mindset shift, because I think in the beginning when I started ads, I was just looking for a bunch of things that would work. And like spraying and praying and hoping that like all these different things would work, when really it was just all I needed was one funnel.
Yeah. And you doubled down on it because it was working.
Yeah.
And so once you started to like, oh wait, this model, this strategy that I'm using is working, and you started to replicate that, did you have multiple funnels going at that point?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I probably had 3 or 4 at that point.
Yeah.
In the beginning,
All right. So you have a lead magnet.
Yes.
You have your 5-day email. So that's the 5-day email series is your lead magnet.
Yes.
At what point are you selling in? So you're selling into the membership, right?
Yeah. Well, it depends. I have different, I treat each person on their journey a bit different, like where they're at, if they have ever, if they've never bought from me, or if they get into a funnel that's more a product that's more advanced. So it's all separated a little bit different.
Gotcha. I love it. Love the segmentation. You're having the right conversation with the right person, leading them to the right offer. Mm-hmm. Guys, this is not complicated, right? What Ashley's talking about here. This is basic understanding your target customer, segmenting the conversation like we just talked about, and having the right conversation with the right people or the right person, and then offering them what's most relevant to them, where they're at in their journey. Now, once you started to double down on this, you're at like 18K a month. Mm-hmm. I know one of the things that we had talked about, you're like, this is working really well. Mm-hmm. I want to add to this.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, let's look more at what you're doing right now. How can we double down on this even more rather than going to create new things? Because you're a true entrepreneur. You have a bunch of ideas like we all do, right? You have, what if I do this? What if I do this? And it was like, all right, let's focus that first and then possibly look at other things too. Yeah. What was, because your revenue continued to go up at that point. So take us through this point in the business, because if I'm not mistaken, this was like August-ish timeframe here in 2019.
Yes. Yeah. So at that point, I was really clear on what I needed to do, where I was definitely just always watching my ads and doubling down on the things that were working. And I think at that point, I started to get a little bit more creative just on the video side of things. So I was doing more videos to get the right traffic. And I think at that point, what happened is I just started to not only build an audience of people that had watched my videos, but I was also building a huge email list. And I started getting really, really consistent with sending out emails.
Because you weren't doing that before.
Mm-mm.
Meaning like just on a weekly basis. We're not talking about your funnels. We're just talking about like once people are on your email list, they've gone through your funnel, they haven't bought maybe. Mm-hmm. Now you're just consistently emailing them.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a big wake up call. We had been able to do some stats tracking in the business and start to see that like when I'm emailing people, the sales just spike. So I got, you know, I was amateur there. I went to pro. Like I now definitely always email my list and I can tell now when I send an email, like which ones have caused the most reaction and the most sales come from it.
So when you are emailing on a regular basis, what, this is a question I get all the time. What do your emails look like at that point? So you're like, just like a weekly email, what's the format? What are you talking about? I'm sure it differs.
Yeah, it definitely differs. Like I have sort of I call it a cap strategy at the end of the month where I talk about, you know, I usually have a format of I send an email that is about overcoming an objection that I know my ideal customers have. Mm-hmm. I send one on expanding that belief. So what if that barrier is removed? Then what are you going to see in your business when that happens? I send an FAQ and then a call to action. So sometimes though, I will send those emails throughout the month. But here's the thing, like when it comes to emails, I do so much content on Facebook Live. And after I did Brendan Lucero's Thought Reversal course, and he came to the Accelerator Mastermind, man, my video game and email game completely changed because all of a sudden I was doing these thought reversal videos and people were like, they couldn't get enough. Like I kept getting the engagement. So once I saw that, I was like, maybe I need to sort of look at my email strategy and how can I make sure that the people on my email have seen my lives? So now I incorporate a lot of that content. I don't try to create emails just to create emails. I am very present in my Facebook groups and my free communities. And then I make sure that the people on my email list get a glimpse of what's going on there as well.
Love it. I love it. So all right, so you're August, you're streamlining things. What are you at revenue-wise at this point, August, September this year?
26K.
26, I mean, just in a matter of a few months, you went from 10K to 26K. And you have, you know, and we can talk about it if you don't want to, that's totally cool. But you had personal goals from a monthly financial standpoint that you want to get to. Do you want to talk about those?
Yeah, totally.
This is something I actually hear a lot from people.
Yeah. So when I first started out on this journey, like my husband and I have done the whole live abroad thing and have tons of freedom. And the thing that always, I guess, sucked about it, like it was super cool. We had a great time. We lived in Saigon. But when you don't have people to do things with and you have all that freedom, it's not as good as it's made out to be, if that makes sense. Like it feels like, cool, I can travel now by myself. Like So that was really a big goal when I first started this, is that I wanted to be able to make 30 grand a month so that my husband, if he wanted to join me on this side of the business, that he could. Now, you know, he has a really great job. He's a power engineer. He loves what he does, but I really wanted him, if he didn't want to go in for overtime or he, you know, wanted to travel and do, you know, take a trip, like it would just be easy, like light and easy. And so that was a big driver behind this goal.
I love it. I mean, that's I hear, like I said, I hear that from a lot of people where that's their goal. And they had this, you know, whatever number in mind in order to do that. And they're like, I retired my spouse, you know, and now we get to do XYZ. Like, I love hearing stories like that. And, you know, I love that you said, you know, like, I want to give them the option, you know, like, this is not like decided upon, but like, if we get this point and like this is something that you guys want to do, cool. You have the option to do that. And you're super close to doing that. So and at this point, you know, September, October now, you know, latter, you know, just a couple months ago here in 2019, you're doing 26K. Things are working. You, just to make sure, just so we're on the same page, you have two products at this point or two levels of the membership at this point, correct?
Yes.
Because early on, it was like, should I do this? Should I do this? I'm like, whoa, let's simplify. Let's simplify your offers to keep it super simple. That sets up the funnels that you were just talking about, having the email funnels in place, doing the different types of lead magnets, having the right conversation. It's pretty basic, right? Yeah. Like this is, you know, this is where we start to overcomplicate things. Now, you were pretty much a one-woman show, you know, up until middle of this year, right? It was, wasn't it just, I mean, yes, you have your husband helping you out with some things, but didn't really have a big team or anything like that.
No, I just had one VA.
Okay. And what types of things were they doing?
She would do a lot of graphics and posting things on the website. She was doing sort of minimal stuff, but stuff that, you know, it was nice to have her help with, that sort of idea.
And how many hours a day were you working middle of the month, May, June, somewhere around there?
You know, from the moment I was getting up till when I was going to bed, like I was on some device and now I would take breaks through the day. So let's call it like 9 hours.
Nine hours. Okay. Then one of your goals was to, how do I keep growing the business? And correct me if I'm wrong. How do I keep growing the business while working less?
Yes, I had told you I wanted to work 30 hours a week. That was sort of, and be able to do it sort of in chunks because Bill works shift work. So when you live with a shift worker, Saturday is not Saturday. So
So you wanted more flexibility there. So you want to, you have it, you wanted to create the business in such a way that revenue was still increasing, but you were able to accomplish that in less time during the week. And you really did that, you know, and you're still doing that amazingly well. What were the, some of the first things that you did in order to get yourself to that point?
Yeah. The best piece of advice that I had gotten from you was to list out all the tasks that I was doing and to decide which ones were $10 an hour, which ones are $100 an hour, which ones were $1,000 an hour. And what I realized is I was doing all the $10 an hour tasks. Yeah. So as soon as I realized that, it was like, okay, like when you tell me to do something, I'm just going to do it and try to make it simple from there. So started looming, like loom videoing everything I was doing. And I hired a few more VAs. I started hiring some writers too. And now I get to focus on the vision and the creative part of the business that I really love.
Yeah. And your revenue continues to increase, right? About 26K. Yeah. So this was really the beginning of your SOPs. Putting together your standing operating procedures and getting all that together so that other people can do the stuff in the business that you didn't want to be doing that was taking up your time, you know, the $10 and even $100 an hour tasks. So guys, real quick on this whole, you know, I've talked a lot about it. The whole $10, what Ashley's talking about was for everybody who, you know, comes into the mastermind, for example, who is doing all the things, right? Who's working so many hours a day. What we first have to do, and they want to stop doing that, right? So it just, what Ashley was experiencing is super common. It's like, I'm doing all the things. Yeah, the business is doing well, but I'm burning myself out. And I've so been there. So one of the first things we need to do is figure out, all right, where is your time being spent? And so that's what Ashley's talking about is I had her track, you know, and I recommend up to, I mean, if you can do 7 to 10 days, awesome. Everything you're doing from the time you get up in your business and until you finish during the day, what are all those things that you did? And, you know, this is like, you know, so for me, one of my downfalls is I am a big hockey guy. So I go on TSN, which is like Canada's ESPN. I go on there and check out hockey stuff. And that, you know, that sucks up time during the day. I would write that down. I spent, 30 minutes over the day or whatever. I spent 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there. It's being honest with yourself about how you're spending your time. And then we look at what you're spending your time on and classify those as like, oh, this is a $10 an hour task. So like editing your videos would be a $10 an hour task. $100 an hour, you know, might be writing an email or something like that. And so that's what Ashley did. And she really got very clear on where she was spending her time. And then, okay, what can she get off of her plate and hire somebody else to do so that she's spending, just like she just said, in the, you know, what we call like the $1,000, $10,000 an hour task for like setting the vision for the business and running the business from that perspective and those sorts of things. And so what did you get down to on an hourly basis, or from a day, you know, on a daily basis, the number of hours that you're working?
Well, my husband and I took a 6-week vacation to Eastern Canada, and I maybe was like checking in like an hour a day. Like I can get away with like an hour to two a day. If I'm going to take on a project or something, sure, I'm going to put more in, but like I can autopilot at like an hour or two a day.
That's amazing. And your revenue is, are you, you're still right around 26K a month, right?
Yeah. We're like, we are dead set to beat the record this month. We've been doing a lot of things to, cause we know what's working now. Right. So it's like, oh, don't forget to do that. So we have like all the things in place to do more than that. We'll see what happens when we cross the finish line, but I'm really excited about the idea that, you know, this month or December, like I'm confident that we'll get there.
That's awesome. So 6-week trip, working about an hour or so a day, you have the, you know, you have your team working on different things. And I from what I heard, these are just like, you know, these are contractor VAs helping you out, a couple assistants, couple of writers helping you with stuff. So this isn't like a real, you know, this isn't like a big full-time team or anything like that. This, you've built a team around the type of business that you want, and you, it's lifestyle first, then the business around that. And you're like, I don't want to be working 9 hours a day anymore. I want to be working less hours a day and have a life and spend time with my husband, and he's on shift work. You know, like you've created this business around what you want to get out of it. So I just want to acknowledge you, like the work that you've done, how you show up for your business, and really the mindset that you have around it, I think has been the biggest reason why you've seen such amazing growth. And you just do it, you know, you just do it. And you mentioned a couple minutes ago, you're like, I want to do this, but then how do I simplify this? How do I make it as simple as possible, whether it's for me or for my team? Like, that's really the key, because you do it once, simplify it going forward. Cool. Do more of what's working, like game on. You keep going forward. What's the next iteration you think of your business? I know you're starting a podcast, right? Coming up here soon.
Yes.
What's the next iteration of the business?
So I have actually 3 episodes done so far of my podcast, Social Selling Simplified. And I think the next big thing for me, I'm going to keep producing content. Like, obviously, like that part is like so, so fun for me. But the next step up is definitely, I love speaking and I love going to retreats. So I've been invited to do both of those things ever since I set my intention in our accelerator group. I've been invited to do a couple more of those things. So yeah, I think I'm going to sort of round it off with that. Like if Bill could just travel with me, we could go do those things. Like it's a pretty perfect, you know, vision for me of where I'd like to be. And I feel like we're already on that track to doing that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing your journey, what you've done, what's worked, some of the things that didn't work for you, and kind of just taking us through. Like I said, I'm beyond happy at the growth that you had in the business and where you're going from here and what you've been able to create for yourself and your husband, Bill. So kudos to you. I want to make sure people can connect with you. What's the podcast launch date?
So it's going to be launching, I had said December 1st. I feel like I'll have it up maybe a little bit earlier, but we'll go with December 1st. So it's all 100% good to go. And the best place is probably Instagram at the Ashley Shaw.
At the Ashley Shaw. And by the way, real quick on the podcast. So we started talking about the podcast, what, 2 months ago, right? Somewhere around there.
Yes.
Early October, maybe late September.
Yeah.
Ashley was like, well, I'm thinking about doing it. Like she was trying to figure out like what's next. And we had this conversation and I was like, absolutely a podcast. And when most people say like, all right, I'm going to do a podcast, they're like, all right, if we're having this conversation in early October, most people would say like, February, or all right, maybe in like March, and it's like 6 months away. No. And then I'm like, wait a minute. No, no, we're moving that up. No, not Ashley. Ashley was like, I'll have this live by December 1st. I was like, boom, game on, couple months. I love it. And now here you are, three episodes in the bank already, and you're going to launch it early. So I love it. So guys, check out Social Selling Simplified on iTunes here in another week or so, early part of December. Definitely check out Ashley's podcast, and she's at the Ashley Shaw on Instagram. Best places to connect with her. Ashley, thank you so much for coming on here. Super appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Hey, my friend, don't forget, if you're an online expert, in other words, you're a course creator, you're a coach, you're a consultant, you're an online educator, and you've already achieved a certain level of success in your business, but you're now spinning your wheels to get to the next level, whatever that next level is for you, whether it's breaking through six figures, multiple six figures, seven figures, then I want to invite you to apply for my 6 month Accelerator Mastermind, which is kicking off here very shortly. Just to be clear, this is not a Facebook Ads Mastermind. This, however, is your one-stop shop for cohesive growth coaching to help you take your online business to the next level. Do we cover Facebook ads? Heck yes, we do. But then we also cover everything else you need to take your business to the next level. Mindset, becoming the CEO of your business, how to stop doing all the things, productivity, offers, pricing, all that fun stuff. If you're listening to this right now and you're nodding your head like, yes, this is what I want in 2020. This is application only. If you want to apply, go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. We'll then review your application. And then if we think it might be a fit, you and I will jump on the phone together and have another conversation to further determine if you're a fit. And we'll talk about your business. Coming up on the podcast, I've got another quick tip episode coming your way. Thank you so much for listening today. And I'll see you right back here for another episode of the Art of Online Business podcast.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree. Heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about five simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.